can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, November 20th, 2024, episode 114. Episodes. Hello, my queen. Brightest star I've ever seen.
Wow. Do you write these things in advance?
Yeah.
Hello, my love.
Hello.
Cheers, me.
No, remember how we did it? There we go. It's almost like we're really doing it.
What are we drinking?
Oh, well, let's have a sip first. This is a $7 bottle of...
Oh, it's from the Costco box.
That's right. Of Bordeaux, the Chateau Mater.
Mater.
Now, mind you, it is Bordeaux Supérieur.
Super.
2022. 90 points or calories, depending on how you read the bottle.
I don't think it's calories.
No, it's 90 points.
It's a rating.
Some rating system, yeah.
Yeah.
But for $7, this is such a deal.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All props to John C. Dvorak for turning everybody onto that. You get four in a crate for $38.
$32, not 38, 32.
It's 32?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's $8 a pop.
Pretty good.
Oh.
Hey.
Pretty good or needs to
no,
open
I like
up
it.
Kind of
no,
good?
Okay. I'll drink it.
Yes. Hey. Hey, I like your wavy hair. Is that from your new bio wand?
Yeah, no. I did curling iron today.
Oh.
Thanks.
Oh,
okay. Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, it's cool.
So we need a jingle that says,
we need
Adam
a jingle.
Read the newsletter. Did you read the newsletter? Oh, you didn't. We need a jingle.
No, the reason, hold on a second, because I looked for the newsletter and I said.
It goes right to your inbox.
It goes straight to the newsletters.
Well, look in the newsletter inbox.
Yeah. I said yesterday, did you send out the newsletter? Because I was looking at the newsletter inbox and you said, I haven't sent it out yet.
I didn't see it.
And so
you are backpedaling big time.
No,
dude.
No, I'm not. No, I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, you're right. I was.
Now you're looking for it.
I have it. Luckily, I wasn't doing anything. Let me see. Hard to believe. Are we almost a 3-year
almost
anniversary?
3 years of next month, December.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Vineyard Nation. Do you mind if I just read
no,
it?
No, please
share
read it.
With
it.
The group?
Yes, please.
In the evening, Cork Soakers and Salmoniers of Vineyard Nation. If you don't have this newsletter, you're stupid. Because
you're calling our Cork Soakers stupid?
Only the ones who don't subscribe to the newsletter.
Okay.
You put a lot of work into this. Hard to believe we're coming up on the 3-year anniversary of KNTK.
CNTK.
I'm so
can
tired.
Can you not see that?
Vineyard Nation is growing and producing some amazing fruit, and we're delighted. We're set to talk about how Adam and I stay in our lanes and then merge occasionally. After 10 years, I think we got it down perfectly.
Nine and a half.
You're the one that's always I'm always like, 10 years, 12 years.
We're in our 10th year.
Christmas came early in our home. This is the first, must be the joy in the air. You have a little picture of your Christmas village.
Yeah, trees.
First time I put up Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving. What's going on? Yes. here it is. Why are Jerry and Elaine showing up in Adam's dreams? And where was I? Adam totally rebuffed me. Is he all talk and no action? Makes me wonder. Show 114 is ready to go, and we'll be discussing all of the above. Okay.
It's a very short read, but before we go any further, I need to say hello to John and his lovely wife,
Dina.
Dina,
mm-hmm.
who are listening while drinking Prosecco.
Yes.
So cheers.
Okay. Cheers. John Fuller, Dina Fuller.
Yes. Cheers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How's that Prosecco?
Mm. I love bubbles. And then also I want to say happy anniversary to Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Yes.
Today is their 32nd anniversary.
Yes.
And they never had a fight.
He says 32 years of wow.
Yeah. That's great. That's good.
So we just got back from our Walking with Jesus discipleship class.
Yes.
This is the third class of the second block.
Right. And there's a total of four blocks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes Wednesdays a little challenging, but it is so worth
it's
it.
It's very good. It does make.
Because we got to hustle. And I did boost the grand ball earlier.
And we eat dinner super early because we don't want to go. We want to obviously not be hungry when we're there.
Or late.
So we're learning about faith. We're learning about how you have to activate your faith. And really, you have to be in his word. You have to. And then you have to believe it in your heart and it has to come out of your mouth.
Did you, do you remember anything from the lesson, which we just got home from about 30 minutes ago?
That's what I just gave you the recap. Were you not listening?
That was the entire, that was your whole recap? Okay.
Well, he drove it home. He kept driving it home. Like whatever, what comes out of your mouth, like you have to activate the faith.
What I just remembered was, you know, God's looking, are you looking for God's blessing or are you waiting for the blessing or do you have the faith? I'm already ruining it.
Well, I wrote this down. He said, be careful that you don't idolize the blessing.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yes, you don't idolize the blessing and not God. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people do that. I mean,
oh, of course.
We're all guilty of it.
Of course.
Anyway, it was a good class. We're on break after today.
I have Thanksgiving and then we have one more and then we're on break. I was paying attention in class.
Oh, okay.
After Thanksgiving, we have one more.
And then not until January.
15th.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then tomorrow I have my Bible study and then we're off until after the new year.
And you're doing Revelation,
Pastor Brian was here on Monday. You had dinner with him and
lunch.
Lunch. And I was talking about how I was telling you about the fifth trumpet when the fifth trumpet,
When the locusts come out with hair like women.
They had crowns on their head. They had teeth like lions. They had
scorpion stingers.
Yes. And they were not to kill anybody. They were only to torment people for 5 months. Revelation. Oh, it's
Pastor Brian went, oh, well, yeah. We were just standing like, what?
I know.
And he laid it on us and he says, sorry, I get excited about this.
I know. Cause I have in my notes, I have Pastor Brian's insights. Wow. And I can't even remember what he said other than it's all tied to the Old Testament.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, like if you're not familiar with the Old Testament, it's hard really because it's kind of a wrap up, I guess, of a lot of Old Testament prophecies.
Lots of connections.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It's a good book. Everyone should give it a read.
It is a good book.
This whole Bible thing, it's worth the read, people.
It's a good book.
If you haven't read it.
It is a good book.
I hear a lot of people have liked it.
Yeah.
On Amazon.
Bestseller.
I remember as a kid, people used to say, it was one of those riddles, you know, that kids would say, do you know what the most sold book in the world is? And you'd be like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you know, you need to come up with like, it's the Bible.
Yeah.
As a kid, you know, they would always try and trick me with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's a good book. So yes, Christmas came early in our house. So
yes.
Before we hosted a dinner party last Friday, I decided to put up some Christmas decorations since we're not going to be home.
Now we will not.
We're not going to be home.
We will not have a Christmas tree this year.
And
not even a little bit of garland. Not even a little bit of holly.
Oh, there's all sorts of Christmas trees on all over the dining table and the other table.
I'm not complaining.
We're not putting up a Christmas tree, and we're not buying each other Christmas gifts this year.
Well, this was your decision. You just say, I don't think we should buy each other Christmas gifts. So I guess we decided unanimously we're not buying Christmas gifts.
No, I asked you and you said, I agree.
No, you said, I wouldn't know what I would want.
I said, nothing that I want. But when we're in Italy, if there's something that we want in Italy, then we can get something there.
Oh, here we go.
Well, you never know.
Look at that piece of art. look at that sculpture.
Or look at that piece of jewelry. Piece of art.
Jewelry. No, but isn't the whole idea is not want? Because you're always very different. You have your girls say, what do you want? And then you get it for them. In our house, it was always.
I know. We've talked about this.
I'm just going to remind everybody.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Am I boring you?
No.
Every Christmas?
I'm captivated.
So before the show starts, she says, I hope you're going to bring it because I got nothing. Now I'm talking and you're like cutting me off. Like, yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, boomer.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Gen Z-er. Go ahead. Gen X-er.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Isn't it about what I come up with to give you? Isn't it the surprise what it's about and not what you want and that I'm going to give you, but something that I just might want to give you because I love you.
Okay. Do you want to do that?
No,
okay.
Because it sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, because every year you have it so easy. I send you links.
I know
with the size and the color, and then
link,
I tell
Amazon
you,
link,
and I tell you what button to press. Where I come up with gifts on my own. I've come up with some fabulous gifts.
You have, but okay. So yes. Once again. Tina better than Adam,
I win.
As usual. You win, because life, after all, It's a competition.
And you know what, babe?
Your marriage is a competition to see really. Who's better.
But you know what? You're not. I rack my brain every year. Like, what do I buy this man that he doesn't have that he would really want? And it's not easy. I've run out of ideas.
Not even 10 years and you've run out of ideas. That's it. Run out of ideas. I'm done.
How many more hoodies can I buy you?
Now, there you go. That would have been fantastic. All right. You ruined my surprise. My hoodies. Yeah.
So, but anyway, yes, Christmas. But I think that there's so much joy. A lot of people put their Christmas decorations up early. Brandy's or up.
Oh, man. Everyone's Andrea's already got up. Their trees
Annette's
up.
Yeah. Stuff is up. And I think
Karen's
people,
tree has been yes. up for 2 months. Yeah.
And I mean, her whole house is just Christmas. Vomited Christmas. It's like Christmas everywhere.
She's pretty into Christmas.
In the bathrooms. I used to be like that too when I had, my girls were little, so I can appreciate it. But I think that people are just joyful with the election past us. They're just joyful. Don't you think?
I think, yeah. There's reasons to be joyful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this year we have a lot going on before we even get to Christmas. Mm-hmm. We've got the Christmas concert.
And yes.
I just wanted to say that you jumped in both feet first. So let me give a little background.
Yes, please.
This is Trey Blocker,
yes.
who runs the Salvation Spirits. But correct. He has a whole, what does he call it?
Public Affairs.
Public Affairs. Lobbyist. Public Affairs company in Austin.
Yes, in Austin.
But he's out here more. He goes to Austin 3 days a week, I think, or...
I don't know how often he goes there, but I know he has a home.
It feels like he lives here. You know, whenever there's something,
he has a home here. He goes to our
whenever
church.
Whenever there's something going on here, mm-hmm. Trey is there, mm-hmm. and he heard my whole vision of a venue.
Yeah,
eventually.
We met him for cocktails. Remember?
Yeah, I'm just.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off. Sorry.
On the podcast, it's sometimes good to help people remember. I mean, we know you have an infallible memory. Just trying to bring people up to speed.
Okay.
Again.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll be quiet.
It's called podcasting.
I'm quiet. Go ahead.
You're going to do this the whole show, aren't you? Go ahead. Sorry to cut you off. We already know this.
I'm just adding commentary. Like
we went called there, Go Ahead.
Where we went there for cocktails.
Show title. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Go ahead. I'm kidding.
You know who says that?
I know. Kara Swisher. I know. You're hate listen. Okay.
So I had this vision of a venue in Fredericksburg, and he just said, I want to pick up on it. And so he set up this a nonprofit, Harvest Project Texas.
Yes.
And the idea is that anyone could start a harvest project that, you know, could be Arizona or Illinois, likely, or whatever, wherever you want it to be. And here is the first thing is going to be this Christmas concert. And then he wants to build more and kind of build this up. And so out of his own pocket, he booked the Mark Plots, booked this fantastic Rev 1211 orchestra, and they're going to do a fantastic concert. And he had a meeting with me to kind of talk it through. And I was like, yeah, sure, this is great. You know, I said, will you MC it? I said, of course I'll MC it. By the way, Pastor Jimmy's going to open it with prayer.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
And then he said, well, because we'd both met with him, well, can Tina help? And so, yeah, send this letter that you have for, because, you know, people need to sponsor it, you know, or donate to yes. the cause, because mm-hmm. it's not cheap to mm-hmm. get this all done. And after that, I don't even think I'm on the threads anymore. You just went, boom, you're in it. You're back and forth. You're setting up spreadsheets. You're helping with it. It was all of a sudden a full page newspaper ad.
Well, I had nothing to do with that.
Well, yeah, you did because the image.
Right. You didn't tell him that I was the one that gave the feedback. You took credit for that yourself. You're like, hey, no Jesus in the ad. I'm the one that told you that.
Once again, I'm amazed at my inferiority compared to how awesome you are.
I am I'm
a marketing professional.
I'm a taskmaster. I get stuff done. I do. I
no
get stuff
kidding.
Done.
Yeah. And I mean, this it's like there. I mean, almost everything seems to be arranged. He texted me the other morning, says, good morning. What size hoodie do you wear? Is he doing hoodies?
Oh, I didn't get that question.
Well, are you going to be wearing a Ask Me About My Story hoodie?
I don't know. I guess I wasn't asked.
Well,
I don't know how the volunteer stuff is going to go.
I mean, I'm a volunteer, basically. Yeah. So I'm supposed to tell my story.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's amazing. You have done such an amazing job with this.
I've just helped. I haven't, I mean.
I went through all the emails today. I'm like, oh my goodness, look at all these emails they've been sending
He
back
wrote
and
the
forth.
Draft of the letter, then I put the Tina wash on it. Mm-hmm. And then he asked me to track all the donations. I sent out emails and letters to 10 people. I've gotten one sponsor. I have to follow up with everybody. I do think that there's a couple other things that we need to do. Right. Andre and I were talking about the good idea about handing out cards that talk about Hello Fred and then talk about, we talked about that last week. So there's some things to do and I don't, whatever they want me to help with, I'm happy to help.
I guess I was just trying to compliment you.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah,
but in my lead up to the story, you just cut me off.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But go ahead. There it is, Kara. There it is. But go ahead. Go ahead.
It's an exciting event. And if anybody is in the Fredericksburg area on December 7th, it's a free concert. And they're going to be televising portions of The Chosen.
Yeah, it's going to be a multimedia extravaganza.
And you're emceeing it. And it's just going to, it's nice to bring Christ into Christmas, which is
It's not a Jingle Bells concert. It's like a real worship, worship concert. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fantastic. And we'll have the oil baron and his fiance staying at our house. Yes. We're very excited about they're coming.
Yes.
And so they'll be going with us to the, to the Christmas concert. It's going to be,
it'll be good.
It's going to be a hootenanny.
Yeah. A hootenanny. I don't know about that.
It's going to be a hootenanny.
But it was kind of brushing off my nonprofit sort of, what's the word I want to use? Nonprofit.
Skills.
Yeah, skills.
Just skills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you were looking for something to do and
now I'm completely busy. Like what happened?
And you do, what else are you doing?
Well,
I'm editing. The business plan?
I'm editing a business plan for some friends of ours. And that is kind of a rewrite and a redesign. They had somebody do it and they did not do a good job and they showed it to me and I rewrote sections of it and I'm redesigning it. So I'm working on that. That's going to be a slow roll because it's a big project. And then I'm editing some, workbooks, the discipleship workbooks for Bridge.
Yes. Yes.
There's four of them that I'm doing.
Yeah.
So.
Cause, either Pastor Brian or Pastor Jimmy would be doing this class and then it's like, okay. Well, there's probably a typo here on this page. Yeah. It'll be up on the screen.
This was and Faith from Bridge, she put them together. It was a lot of work.
It's a big project.
It was a lot of work. And that's what I said to Annette. Kudos to Faith for pulling this together. I'm sure that after she just probably wanted to get it done. And, you know, that just happens.
Oh, nothing bad about Faith at all.
And then when you, when you work on something, so you already know what it says and you just miss it. So it's always
good.
And now
other churches love this material so much they want it. Yeah. It's really awesome.
So I'm busy.
Wasn't there something else you were doing? You did another project. There was another thing you were working on.
I think that's it. The business plan.
I can't keep track of you.
The concert and I do the newsletter for Bridge too. I do that.
You know, it was really interesting. I was listening to, Focus on the Family with Jim Daly and John Fuller. They co-host that show. Mm-hmm. And they had a panel. And I don't know if it was with their wives or not. I can't remember exactly. And it was about marriage and how you can, how you need to, just go through, don't just go through life, running your marriage like a business, like in the morning, going through the schedule,
like
things
I used to do.
Up, I'm like, but that we're not like that's not the only thing.
No, because you like scared me. You said stop talking to me in the morning.
That was
like,
a long.
Shut it, woman.
That was a
you
long,
said shut it, woman.
That was a long
and I'm like,
time
okay.
Ago.
I'm like, he's so mean. Gosh,
that was a long
yelled
time
at me
ago.
About the toilet. Yelled at me about talking to you in the morning. Mean. Anyway, go ahead.
Do you hear yourself? You hear that you're doing it, right? You hear that you are now becoming Kara Swisher.
Oh,
you hear it, right? You hear what's happening
just
here.
That's rude.
You hear what's happening.
That's rude.
No, it was just really cute because I was just laughing because we still do that. We still synchronize our calendars and more these days. Like I got a meeting here. I'm going to go see that. I'm got a meeting at the church. You're busy, man.
I am. I'm busy.
You don't have time for a job. You still want a job? You want to
I have
still
jobs.
Want to start that finger painting business?
I have jobs.
You have many jobs. Oh, I'm on the
women's ministry committee at Bridge Tour. I'm doing that too.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You're doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And in the midst of all that, then you prepare this wonderful dinner for Andrea. Now, David and Andrea, he's the international arms dealer. what I call him.
Yes.
And wine, he is without a doubt our wine expert.
Yes.
Of the whole group.
So we picked out three. I picked out three wines and I took pictures of them. And
one of them was just Greg's wine.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I sent it to Andrea and I said, can you have David look at these to see if they're what we should serve for dinner? And he came back with a whole, like, several paragraphs about the wine.
I wonder if I have it on hand. It was pretty funny what he wrote. But the reason why we did this, because it's her birthday.
Yes, yes.
And whenever it's, I mean, we're having Thanksgiving at her house again.
Yes.
And whenever it's someone's birthday, she's always throwing a dinner party. It never fails. And she's like, okay, let's really go all out and let's do a whole dinner for her here. And that's when the Christmas decorations came out.
Yes.
The little village. I didn't see the little people. The little village came out and the table was beautiful. And you made your very well-known tri-tip.
Yes.
With the espresso rub. And then we did the potatoes.
Yes. We were a team. I made these potato stacks and you basically have to make this butter herb mixture, and then you take potatoes and use the mandolin to slice the potatoes, and you want them kind of thin.
Does everyone know what a mandolin is?
Well, it's a slicer.
Yeah,
it's like you run it up, you run it down.
It's a slicer.
Yes, and so you said, "Can I help you?" And I'm like, "You know, actually, you can," because I did a dry run last week, and we went to Karen and David's, mm-hmm. and it took me forever to do it, and so
because you have to slice for each stack that you then put in a cupcake holder. Yeah,
so you put a piece of thyme, like a sprig of thyme in the bottom of a muffin pan, and then you take these potatoes and you mandolin them, so you've got lots of slices, you mix them up in this butter mixture, and then you start layering them.
It was seven?
It was Parmesan, seven with Parmesan seven, cheese, seven.
Parmesan, four.
So, yes, and so we were a team. We got it done quick.
We did, and they were so good.
They looked pretty too, didn't they?
Yeah.
And so that made me, and then, so I started thinking like, you know,
we could start open a restaurant with finger painting.
But then I started thinking about, and that's what the whole thing about staying in our own lanes. Like we can stay in our own lanes. Like you stay in your lane of doing certain things with the house. I stay in my own lane doing things with the house. And then we merge. Like we merged with the potatoes. But you take care of the septic and the lawn.
We'll always have potatoes.
Merge with the potatoes.
We'll always have potatoes, babe.
Like you take care of the septic and the lawn. I take care of everything else.
And the garbage. I do garbage.
And Phoebe. Your primary caregiver for mm-hmm, Phoebe. Mm-hmm. However.
And Eric. Oh, that's the lawn.
That's the lawn.
Yeah, okay.
However.
Oh, but go ahead.
Should we finish? Well, should we finish about the night on Andrea's birthday?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Enough before. About me.
Oh, yeah, but no. So it was lovely. So we had the espresso rub, espresso tri-tip, which was delicious. I made the stacked potatoes, and then I had candied glazed carrots. But before that, I had a harvest salad, which was turned out so good.
Dynamite!
Wasn't that good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
I know. I really. And Andrea, she's such a She's a chef, man.
She's a chef.
I brought out the big guns. I don't know that I met her caliber, but I brought out the big guns.
Yeah, you did.
But it was really a lovely night.
Pastor Jimmy and Annette were here, so it was just the six of us. And David, he brought three different bottle openers. He brought wine as well.
And I liked the wine that he brought.
Yeah, you weren't a big fan of just Greg's wine. I liked it a lot. David and I and Jimmy, we had that.
Yeah.
It was full body, but it was 20 years old.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great, but he decanted it and poured it back into the bottle and he did his thermometer. He had everything with like a whole kit.
This was a high-end affair. And we had a birthday cake for her.
Yeah,
it was really, really nice.
It was great.
It was nice. Really it was nice fantastic. To celebrate her because she always celebrates us. Yeah. But what I wanted to talk about staying in our own lanes and dividing and conquering. So I remember saying to you, hey, I thought that you were supposed to start doing the laundry. And you turn to me and you go, I think you're much better at that
Well, you are.
Do you remember saying, you told me you were going to start doing, you said, teach me, teach me.
Yeah. Well, where was my, was my lesson? Where's my lesson
you
book?
You rebuffed me.
Where was my, my lesson?
You rebuffed. I said, oh, let me teach you. And you go, no, I think you're much better at that. Kind of in a snarky way too.
I did not say that in a snarky way.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So this is my setup. So
go ahead.
You can't say once you hear, you can't unhear you mm-hmm. saying, go ahead.
I got it.
It's like saying weird. Okay. A lot.
Or like, hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. So I was at Java Ranch.
Oh, yes.
Playing chess with Willie.
Mm-hmm.
And now it was so nice that he was set up outside. I show up at 11 and he's finishing up a game with Dave. Dave also goes to our church. And I think Dave actually, beat him. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go in and get my coffee. Get my cappuccino, get my chocolate croissant is what I chose. And so I come back outside. And this is, it's like these little two-person tables right
in front of me. Is that where he's playing outside?
It was so beautiful. Oh. Yeah, we played outside. And Dave said, hey, I saw Tina in here the other day. I said, what? I said, Tina in Java Ranch with the lukewarm coffee? He said, oh, yeah, she was here talking it up and chatting with everybody. I said, Tina Curry, are you sure? She was in Java Ranch with the lukewarm coffee that's no good. She was in here having a good time talking to people. And then I thought, I don't know anything about this. Who are you with? And you were in Java Ranch. You didn't tell me this. What was this?
I met Sandra. Remember Sandra from Best of Fredericksburg? I met her there.
Why would you meet her at Java Ranch with the lukewarm coffee?
Because that's where she always wants to meet.
And how was the coffee?
It was fine. It wasn't super hot.
It was fine.
Also, this was the guy that was sitting across and he kept looking at us talking.
He's Dave. He was sitting behind us the other day in church.
And then he said, he's the one that showed me this picture on his phone. He goes, I was telling Sandra that you look like my son's girlfriend's sister or something. And he shows me this picture. Uh-huh. And I don't know how your name came up. And he's like, oh, yeah, Adam Curry, your husband. And I'm like, oh, you know Adam. And he said, yeah.
Don't you know Dave?
I don't think I do. Yeah,
they were sitting behind us like 2 weeks at church, two weeks ago.
I did not place him, but he kept looking at me like he knew me. And
because
so,
he knows, first of all, you're Tina Curry. Second of all, they sit behind us sometimes in church. That's why.
Okay. And
I just thought it was interesting. They're like, what is Tina doing?
I met Sandra there for coffee.
At Java Ranch.
Remember when I texted you and I said, I think I got stood up. Remember?
Yeah.
That's when I went.
Okay. So and below your standards to be at Java Ranch, at low rent Java Ranch.
Oh my goodness.
I'll bet you did.
No. And I thought we were going to meet at 9 and it was 10 o'clock. So I ended up sitting there for an hour by myself.
Okay. Well, at least you showed up. That's good.
And that's when I saw Mike. I saw Mike there and he goes and sits at the
Mike
table.
Oh, Mike is there every single
and
day.
And the guy with the Vesla came in.
Mike is, it's old gossip guy central for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no,
you used to go to Vapelicious and do that.
That's all over now.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Jerry and Kathy closed up shop.
I know.
She says she's going to be a real pain in the butt at the city council meeting. So we'll see.
Good. So is that what you, when you were said, I'm going to save it for the show?
That was my big thing for the show. I'm sorry. Yeah. I hope I didn't disappoint.
No, that's good. Hey, so, tell us about your dream. Why is Elaine? I started thinking about this. So you had this dream about Elaine and Jerry.
No. Hold on a second. We woke up. This was Monday, maybe. And the first thing we always do when we wake up is good morning, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, I always say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you always have to, I love you.
Oh.
And stay in your lane, Curry. And I don't know if you said you were dreaming first.
I
don't remember.
But you brought it up.
I said, I had a dream and I was in China. And you said, who are you with? I said, Jerry and Elaine. Because we've been watching Seinfeld which is quite good. It's
very funny.
Yeah. And it's also kind of, in a way it feels like America's coming back to that, where you can just say funny stuff and no one's offended about how you said it, or, you know what I mean?
And it's kind of wholesome humor.
Oh, totally.
Yes.
Totally. Yeah. And I don't, it was the oddest thing. It's like, I was sitting there I think it was in the airport with Jerry and Elaine, and the plane was late or something. And I'm sure it had something to do with one of the episodes that we saw. Cause we'd just been at least one, maybe two episodes every single night.
Yeah.
In fact, the other night we were sitting there, we were watching, like, wow, man, I think, did I just hear Steve McLean, our shark vacuum cleaner, that just kicked in. That means 11 o'clock. We were watching like a season finale, two episodes back to back, and didn't even realize it.
I know.
Yeah. So I don't think there was any other meaning to the dream.
Well, I started thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, this podcast is kind of like a Seinfeld episode. It's like about nothing.
No, and I'm George. There it is. I'm the big loser. I'm George. What can I say?
You know, that's what the show was. It was like, it was about like really nothing. So I'm like, that's kind of our show. I mean, we have some segments, like, you know, we talk about our faith and God Shot and Question of the Week, but it's like nothing. It's a weekly sitcom.
If this show was just nothing, or I mean, it could be about nothing, but I love this show. I love our podcast. I love podcasting with you.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It really is. Would you like to hear the mix that Sir Brian put together?
Oh, gosh.
I said that you could veto it. If you don't want to hear it, then it's fine. It's just fine. You said play it.
Okay.
So I brought it.
Give a little backstory. You want me to
give it? Please do.
Well, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we already talked about that, but go ahead.
I was just sitting here and I'm drinking bubble water and bubbles came up. It wasn't a full on burp, but you like teased me about it relentlessly for the rest of the show. And you even said to Brian, TJ, here's your next ISO. Like you gave him. So of course, Brian,
I didn't say make a mix out of it.
Well, Brian being the attention seeker that he is, he's the barnacle of
Curry the Keeper.
Yes. And so of course he ISOs the clip and posts it on Instagram. And one of my friends basically said, why is he doing that? I'm like, I don't know. So then of course he takes it a step further and he does a whole mix about it. He sent it to you. He didn't send it to me because I told him I'm not going to play it. Yeah. Now I'm kind of like over it.
And then I played it for you. And I put a lot of work into it. Well, it wasn't all that
part
bad.
Part of it is his roommate's song. And I'm like, I like that song. So you can play the goofy
Randy
thing.
Black, 1,000 sats. And he says 1,000 sats to celebrate Tina's burp.
Oh.
What was that?
It was air coming up out of my throat.
So Brian with an I and TJ the Raffle. Here's your next mega mix.
I heard it.
And what time we load up the rig?
Bubbles coming up out of my throat.
You opened your mouth and gas came out.
I've got gas.
Do you ever hear me do that?
Everybody makes a mistake. I know how you feel. But somehow it's become a big deal, and now it's almost unreal.
It's not ladylike, I don't do that.
You didn't think there's a good explanation for the big black stain on your reputation, but you'll never live it down.
Oh my gosh.
In one ear, shame in the other, but there's just no way that
I have some bubbles in my throat. That was pretty good, Brian.
I have to say, it wasn't too long.
I love the song though. His roommate is so talented.
It's a good song. Yeah.
Who's the band that kind of genre? Who is that?
Well, that's kind of 90s.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
Like those Green Day type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of that kind of idea.
Anyway.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, thanks,
You've
Brian.
You've earned your keep.
Yes.
Although I
noticed... The barnacle of carrying the keeper.
The barnacle earns his keep. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
What else? I had men's breakfast, which was great. Actually, that we had the dinner with Andrea on Friday night, and I think David, Pastor Jimmy, and I all went like, oh, man, we got to be at the church at 8:30 tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
And I think I said, famously,
yes,
I did Grandpa's favorite move as we're all sitting at the table. I said, well, woman, let's go to bed so these good people can go home. And everybody stands right up.
Like, you could tell everybody was getting tired.
Yeah,
too.
It was end of the night for sure. But I just love my grandpa for that. That was one of his most awesomest things I've ever heard him
awesomest.
Say. It was very awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesomest.
We're
for
not
sure.
people. We're not. We don't stay late.
No, nobody. Most of us are all in bed by 10. Yeah. Pastor Jimmy Annette, 9:30. Yeah. Come on. AARP time,
exactly.
baby.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Men's breakfast was fantastic.
Was
almost 100 people again. Men bringing their sons, some of their grandsons. I had a great table. I love doing that. It's such a new experience for me to be hanging out with men and just talking about how we can be better for our kids and for the next generation and be nicer to our wives without doing laundry, but really doing as much as possible.
So they have table captains?
A
table leader. We need to do that. And then the table leader followed up with you, you said.
Yeah. And he texted the whole group because everyone writes down their phone number and he texted the group. And he texted me this morning, just, hey, Adam, just want to say good morning to you. He may have texted everybody individually.
That's so cool. How do you become a table captain? You have never been
asked. I was table captain the first time I went, although they didn't assign anybody. I said, oh, I'll be it. I'll be table captain.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so it was kind of cute what they did. So they had, everyone had the same card, had different colors, and it was a question you had to answer about your faith. It was about your faith. I can't remember exactly what the questions were, but it was like red, blue, yellow, green, brown. And there was a bag of M&Ms and you grab an M&M and that was your color. And then you didn't know this until you flipped over the card. It's like, oh, so I'm doing green. And that would answer green. And it was just nice. You know, we're sharing stuff about our faith and where we are and how we feel and what we want to do for the next generation. And it's good stuff.
Who plans that? That's really
Pastor Brian.
He does.
Pastor Brian. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He does that.
That's nice.
He's a busy man.
He is a busy man.
And I took him out to lunch I have to say, so we were going to go to Sunset.
Texas Sunrise.
Is that Sunrise? No. Sunset is the
Sunset Grill.
Sunset Grill is the one that was...
That's the new one.
Was closed. They're remodeling.
No, the one on Adams?
They're both on Adams.
Wait, the one closest to Main Street is remodeling?
No, that's Sunrise.
Oh.
Sunset is the other one.
It's a new location. Sunset has a new location.
Only two doors down from where they were.
No. It's over by a Granite House. The new one is by Granite House.
Well, they're doing a new restaurant where they used to be.
Oh.
And so we walked in the door like, no, one more week, we'll be ready.
So where'd you end up going?
Sunrise.
Oh, Sunrise. Oh,
which is the diner.
Yes.
And so we're there and it's great. We're chatting and she put the bill down and then I go to get my card and she says, well, no, he's already got it. I said, no, I've got it. And he has a black Visa card and it was on top of the bill. So I couldn't see it.
Oh, he paid?
Yes. I'm like, you usurped me. That's no good. That's not how it works in Curry Land. That's not good. So he took me out to lunch, I should say.
And you invited him, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice. You guys were gone for a long time.
Yeah, we were talking about Bitcoin, about God, and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Nice.
And just how he's getting on. He's younger. It's so odd. I used to be the youngest, and now he's 42.
Yeah.
And
he could be your son.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you could have had him at 20, 18.
No, stop it. I see him as a peer. I don't see him that way. Oh, man. Now you've really done it. No, but they seem to be very happy here. I want to make sure, you know, that they're happy and having a good time. And
yeah.
Yeah. So they are. And
they're lovely people.
And it's just like, wow, this church is going to be good for a long time to come with him and Naomi.
The church is doing phenomenal.
It really is.
Yeah. And then last night we went to our dear friend Brandy and Chris's house for
who have dinner. An amazing house.
They live on 40 acres
in Blanco.
And the view in Blanco.
On top of the hill.
It's on top of the hill. So their view is breathtaking.
Yes.
It's not like you just look outside and you see land. You see a view, like it goes down.
Rolling hills with cows roaming around and
they
llamas.
Inherited three llamas. Whitney Houston, Billy Idol, and Tina Turner.
Tina Turner. Yeah.
Was it Tina Turner?
Yeah, Whitney Houston, Tina Turner, and Billy Idol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Gorgeous. I mean, they redid the whole house, so it's absolutely stunning.
He's kind of a builder, right?
Yeah. I guess, yeah. I don't know.
Real estate / builder type.
Yeah, she has such a beautiful eye, but the view is just, and she said, up there on that hill, though, it gets really windy and it gets really cold.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And what were we talking about all night?
God. Yeah. Well, they go to our church.
Yes.
I introduced Brandy to Bridge Church almost a year ago.
Yeah.
She was baptized like shortly thereafter. And then Chris comes with her and says, yeah, we were just talking about the spiritual family. You start talking about Hello Fred. You got it on their Sonos.
Yes.
So now six people listen to it.
Hey, I haven't done any marketing. Okay?
No, I know, babe. I know. Annette and Pastor Jimmy love
sometimes
it.
Sometimes I'll look and it's 12 people, but there's about 100 people a day.
Nice.
I will say.
I know. I love it too. I do. I love it too. I've been playing it.
Yeah? Where?
At Brandy's house.
The worst. Sorry, I'm amazed you listen to any of my podcasts, to be quite honest about it.
What?
No, but
I was texting you all through No Agenda.
No, I know. It's just most of my family never listen to it. It doesn't. It's like even when I was doing television, radio, people they're like, oh, yeah, he's doing.
Very
they don't watch.
Yeah, I listened to a few of the songs on Boostergram Ball today, and I boosted people.
Oh.
I'm doing my part.
Thank you.
Hey, what about that Bitcoin, man? Almost 95,000.
You know, when we have not gotten rid of a single Satoshi that anyone has ever sent to us. So thank you so much. And, you know, I'm telling you, there have to be Bitcoin salmoniers out there who have just not registered yet. Who've not stepped in because we have glasses ready. And Tina does need the work. She doesn't have enough to do. She'll gladly send this out to you.
I need to dust them off.
Yes.
You know. Actually, still wrapped up.
Yeah. So. No, Bitcoin, it's amazing what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yep.
That's all you have?
That's pretty much it. We're getting stuff done around the house. We found out we have termites.
Yeah, this was kind of a shocker.
Yes. So our fence,
which we just had painted.
Painted in the spring. Yeah. And all of a sudden I see the paint peeling and I'm thinking, what is going on? And so Annette gave me a recommendation for a guy to come out and paint the fence. So he measured the fence and he comes back and he goes, so the fence is only on two sides of our house.
It's 70,
how many feet?
70 feet on one side, 60 feet on the other.
He comes back, he goes, oh, it'll be $6,000 to paint your fence. I go, what?
You're right.
And so I said to you,
Who do you think we are? You think we're from Dallas or something?
$6,000. I said, Adam, I'll paint it myself.
No kidding. I'll hold the can.
You won't paint, but you'll hold the can while you got a beer in the other hand.
And my vape.
Yeah. And so Annette introduced us to somebody who goes to Bridge Church, and he does these kind of things. And so he was like, $6,000? That's crazy. So he came out, and he looked at the fence, and he's looking, and he goes, "This the fence, it's not the stain. He goes,
this termites.
Termites. Termites are chomping away on your fence.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. God,
and when you look up close,
grief.
It's like, yeah, they're completely grooving in there, and most of it's at the bottom. And he says, you know, if you really look at the land here in Texas, since we had a pretty dry summer, not super hot, but pretty dry, he says, there's termites everywhere. There's nothing you can do about it. So yeah, we can paint it, or we could, you know, so basically we are going to look at some kind of effective material that we can
like either a vinyl or a steel fence.
Yeah, yeah. Something we can refence it with.
Yes.
So, since we plan on never leaving here, we might as well.
Yes.
You know, that's Adam Curry rule. Like stuff you're going to look at or use every single day, might as well do it right.
Yes. But he did say, he goes, at most it would be $1,200 to repaint this fence. He goes, the guy didn't want the job. He said he didn't want the job. I'm like, see. So I sent him a text and I said, Oh, you did? Decided you to go against your exorbitant.
No, you did not.
I sure did.
You did? Oh my goodness.
Yes, I did. I said, but thanks for coming out. Appreciate it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
No, it was exorbitant. And exorbitant. I'm sure he didn't text you back.
No.
No.
You read it though. So we're getting that done. We've got the landscaping scheduled for, we're getting all the landscaping changed.
Yep.
Yeah. Is, so.
Yeah.
Is it ever going to stop?
No. But at a certain point, we're setting it up for the long term.
Like
the landscaping, which I guess will be stones, just rocks.
We're just going to do big rocks.
Rocks. Don't need a lot of water.
It's going to be plastic foot plants and fake rocks.
Please.
That's a good show title. Plastic plants and fake rocks. So we're getting stuff done, you know, because we're dying in this house. So.
Not for a while, please.
No, I know.
I'm good. I'm happy. I'm finally happy in my life.
Aww.
Let's keep it going. Let's keep this train rolling. Okay.
Okay.
Tina Marie.
All right.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's do the God Shot.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
All right, everybody.
Okay.
This is the favorite segment from Hello Fred. Everybody listens to this as the promo.
Oh.
It is Tina's God Shot.
Okay. Well, before I get into it, I want to preface it that I am working with somebody on some deliverance. I'm working with a man that teaches equip classes at Bridge Church. His name is Tommy Hayes. And I've been dealing with some issues that just kept cropping up. And cropping up, and Annette kept saying, you know, you should probably meet with Tommy. You should meet with Tommy. You probably need deliverance. And so I met with him and it was really successful. And I worked through, I didn't know what to expect when I met with him. And it was basically almost a 2-hour prayer session. And he's prophetic. So he was pulling in scripture and just, and I was having to repeat prayers and we were just casting out stuff. And he was teaching. He also taught me how to protect myself when the enemy comes after me, because the enemy comes after us all the time. The stronger we get in our faith, we're over the target and it's coming after us. And so that was really cool. And I plan on doing another session with him as well. So I came across this, this God Shot. It was, I believe it was in our devotional today that I do with Karen, and it's John 11 verse 39. And this is when Lazarus died. Okay. And Lazarus' sister came to Jesus and said,
how come you didn't save him? Or is this after that?
This is, they came to him and he had died. Let me read the scripture.
Okay.
So it's John, chapter 11, verse 39, take away the stone. He said, that's Jesus. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time, there is a bad odor for he has been there 4 days. And so as I was reading this devotional, they were talking about how when Jesus went to the tomb where the stink was, because when somebody dies, there's a really bad odor, and told them to roll the stone away. But sometimes we think that God will only help us if we're good enough, but God goes to those stinky places.
Ah, very good.
In our lives. And that person and that experience who hurt you, I mean, it stinks. And that's what I was dealing with when I went with the deliverance. It's just and so the devotional went on to say that God is saying, let me in. I'm going to wake up the healing, wake up the restoration, wake up the new beginning. I'm like, oh, so when I read that devotional, I'm like, that is exactly, God led me to Tommy.
Mm.
Well, God led me to Bridge Church.
Yes.
Led me to Annette. Annette led me to Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
And because he wanted me to let him in. And so he wanted to wake up my healing, wake up my restoration, wake up a new beginning. So even though that past experience or mistake, it just doesn't make you feel good. It just basically stinks. God is saying, roll that stone away. I'm waking up forgiveness, cleansing, and redemption. It's not too late for whatever stinks in your life. God is saying, let me in.
Oh,
isn't that so cool?
Really good.
And so
when
you read that scripture, you don't think about it in that way.
Part. No, of course.
Well, you
not.
Know what I mean by not odor, but stuff that just hurt, that's hurtful, that it becomes the stronghold on you, and that you just kind of want to break away and be released from that. And God's saying, let me in. And God led me to Tommy for this deliverance, and I let him in. And it was a purification, a cleansing, it was a freedom. But I loved how that scripture was presented to me because I wanted to talk about this, but I didn't know in what how to talk about it in context of scripture.
And of course that popped up today.
And God always just gives me exactly what what I need. Isn't that cool?
That's lovely.
You like that?
I do. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of a God story.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, not a God shot, but we have this new project, and so we conduct a lot of our business between Dave Gordon and myself on Signal. You know, we're kind of bopping back and forth during the day. And yesterday I said, well, I'm having my meeting with John Fuller. He's from Focus on the Family. Right. Mm-hmm. Very, very big radio show, podcast network. They're on stations all over the world, I think. And anyway, so we had a really good talk. And man, I love it. So after we talked for an hour, John says, can I just pray over us? And he prayed over Dave and Gordon and me and over you and me and over the project. And we're going back and forth. And we're like, we realize, because John Fuller has been in my life for a long time. He showed up very early. I mean, podcasting, they were one of the first people who understood what you could do with it. And we all agreed, like, God has been working on this for so long. And he already had figured out that he was going to put us all together at this moment in time for a time such as this. And I'm just blown away by it. I'm gobsmacked at how he orchestrates these things and how they all come together. And it's just phenomenal.
Well, I was listening to, who was I listening to that was talking about, oh my gosh, it was the guy who created the Halo.
Oh yeah. App. The Halo app with Mark Wahlberg.
Who was interviewing? Oh, Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
And he was talking about Mark Wahlberg and how Mark Wahlberg, and I told you, I was taking a shower and I was listening to it. And I'm hearing this guy say Mark Wahlberg was given a direct message from God that he needed to do this, whatever, to bring more people to his kingdom.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's Adam. Oh, did you cut me off?
No, I didn't. I cut myself off.
I said, That's Adam. Adam got this directive to lift the thousand voices. And they talked about being obedient in tonight's classes mm-hmm. And that's you.
That came up for me as well tonight.
That's totally for you. And, and same thing with me helping with this business plan and helping Trey and helping the church. God is just directing me to do it. And I'm doing it happily. I'm doing it.
Yeah. So, what I heard specifically was stop resisting.
Yeah.
Stop resisting. Jump in. Stop resisting. Come on. I've set it up. I've teed it up for you, man. Stop resisting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's cool, baby. That's cool.
Ah, much more to do. He's got me busy, though.
I know.
Busy. He's got me pretty busy. It doesn't feel like work. I'm just busy.
Yeah.
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 I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, babe. And I'm proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No.
I got nothing.
Now it's time to hear from the Coke Suckers.
Oh man, we've been blessed for this show. It's unbelievable.
We got to hear from those Coke Suckers now.
Did you say?
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Coke Suckers.
So we are value for value. You want to support the work that we're doing here. And it's not really work, but it does take effort. It takes effort to get Drag Tina into the studio.
Oh, it does not. I'm here happily.
So in the value for value world, which these days works for songs, it works for all kinds of things, including podcasts, we put out for value. And if you get any value from it, you send it back, whatever that is. It can be time, talent, or treasure. Like Sir Brian with an eye. You know, he did that mix. That was valuable.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's a minute 37.
It'll never see the light of day
again. That's it. It'll never come back. So we have some executive and associate executive producers, some wonderful donations. And we started off with Trey Blocker.
I know.
With $100 Trey. Through the PayPal.
I know, Trey. Oh, that's so thoughtful.
That's very thoughtful.
Wow.
I don't have a note, though. There's no message.
I don't have a note either. No. I didn't even know he listened to the show.
You'd be surprised how many people listen to the show.
Oh, I love that.
You know, it's on that Godcaster app, HelloFred.fm.
There you go.
If you want to find an easy way to listen to Curing the Keeper, HelloFred.fm.
Very kind.
Gary Blatt comes in with $77.77.
Thank you, Gary.
And Gary also, I don't think, has ever sent us a note.
I don't think either.
And Gary, you're getting close to Sam Meunier status.
I'm telling you.
And then coming in with the traditional 77,777 sats, which is real money these days, Pastor Jimmy.
Thank you, Pastor Jimmy.
And he says, another jewel of a show. You two literally keep me laughing out loud. And he says, your video testimony for the Bridge Life class was so good. I can't wait for you to see it. Yeah, I'm excited to see it.
We have not seen it yet.
We have not seen it. Yes. Love you both. We get to do this KYBO and KTLD indeed. And if it wasn't enough that he prayed over us and blessed us for our project, John Fuller comes in with $53.33. He knows the magic numbers. Oh,
thank you, John.
He knows the 33
That's
is
really
the magic
sweet.
Number. That's very sweet. Thank you. And we'll presume part of that's from Dina.
Yeah.
They probably threw that bottle of Prosecco by now.
I like Prosecco, too.
$49.99 from Mac Tank. Thank you, Mac Tank.
He's another Sam Meunier for sure, I know.
Definitely. Yes. We want to, come on, we got glasses gathering dust here. $25.33 from Katie Trimble, another regular donor to
Katie.
The show. Really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Katie.
Mini Striper Boost coming in. From Sir Brian with an I, 7777 Satoshis. And let's see what he has to say about himself.
Yes.
So the other day I was just hanging out, minding my own business. And out of nowhere, the schoolyard bully comes up to me, points her finger in my face and says, "Hey, nerd, I saw that you hardly have any followers on Instagram. You're not even famous. You're just a dork with no friends because nobody likes you and you smell bad." And then she gave me a wedgie. The attack was unprovoked and I feared for my safety. I went home and told my dad. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening. He said it was related to me being mean to him. I'm sure I said something like that. Like,
you didn't give him a wedgie.
No,
but next
I wasn't
time
on
we,
a playground
next
either.
Next time we see him, we will.
Thank you, Brian.
Sir Brian with an I. Another mini striper boost, 7777 from KSU Pike 97. Boost, boost, boost.
Thank you.
Boost, boost, boost.
Boost, boost, boost.
Have they donated before?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Michael Hall with his $7, always coming in regularly. Thank you very much, Michael Hall. And with 6,000 Satoshis, comic strip blogger, who was always promoting other podcasts. And he actually, he donated to Darren O'Neill's show.
Oh, nice.
Which is Planet Rage, and promoted us on that show.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
And for this show here, he says, "Howdy, lovebirds. Please ask your audience to subscribe to the podcast GrumpyOldDames.com.
Oh.
It's a new one, relatively new, GrumpyOldDames.com. They are the ambassadors of mature womanhood.
Oh.
They're the moms you should have listened to when you were kids but didn't.
Oh.
GrumpyOldDames.com.
I like that name.
Yo, CSB.
Yo.
Oh, there's an extra 1321 from Sir Brian with an I. He says, an extra 1321 Satoshis for a day that will live in infamy. May Vineyard Nation never forget our fallen for Veterans Day.
Oh, yes,
that's
oh
nice.
Thank
that's
you.
Very nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
And here's Randy Black, 1321.
Thank you, Randy.
Let's see what Randy says. According to MedlinePlus.com, the average... I read these cold, by the way. I have not read these beforehand. According to the MedlinePlus.com, the average person passes gas through the mouth 13 to 21 times a day.
What?
After a discussion with a third party, Sir Brian with an I, I am proposing the official recognition of 1321 Satoshis as the Tina Curry burp donation.
Oh, brother.
And I hope you can find a way to add this with a sound clip to Adam's helipad.
So
maybe that's why Brian did 1320.
That's
not Veterans Day. He doesn't care about veterans. He only cares about their own inside joke.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness. KTLDKYBO. Thank you, Randy. And 1,000 Satoshis coming in from Pastor Combsy.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Combsy.
Nehemiah 8:10. He has some scripture for us.
Oh, let's hear it.
Go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine and send your portions to anyone who has nothing ready. For this day is holy to our Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Enjoy your wine and keep those buckets leaking.
Aww.
KTLD.
You too, Pastor Combsy.
Oh, so sweet. You see how pastors are like, now it's going from Pastor Jimmy to Pastor Combsy.
I love it.
1,000 Satoshis from Ashton, Texas, from one word nerd to the other. God bless you both.
Thank you.
You're the word nerd, I guess.
Me?
Yeah, you are. And Sockeye the Horse comes in with 50 sats. Oh. Always boosting at the very last minute. Thank you all so much. We had some things from the P.O. box, right?
We did. Yeah. So we got a mug. So when we went out to dinner with the constitutional lawyer,
Rob,
and another couple, Jim and Teresa, and then we, and Karen and David were with us, and they sent us a mug. And
well, they're former spooks.
Yes. And it's a National Security Agency mug. And you said it's.
So it has the NSA logo on one side and the secret squirrel on the other side.
Why is there I don't understand. What's the thing with the secret squirrel?
Well, because the NSA, the National Security Agency, stands for No Such Agency. Oh. They're the very secretive No Such Agency secret squirrel. So they're the secret squirrels who are listening in on everything and everybody you do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they sent a note that says, Dear Adam and Tina, we had a wonderful time meeting you in Fredericksburg. Thanks for the podcast shout out. Woohoo. Here is some authentic NSA swag. Hope you enjoy it and hope we see you again soon, Jim and Teresa. They were delightful too.
They're really cool.
Yeah, we really liked them.
I'm sure we'll see them again.
So it was really nice. And then
thank you guys.
We got two books from Omega Man.
Yes. Omega Man. If it wasn't enough that he's donating to the show, he also is sending books.
Yes. And his note said, this is for you and Adam. Tina, this is for you and Adam. I heard you mention wanting to build a good foundation. Derek Prince is one of the greatest Bible scholars of the century. From Shannon Ray Davis, Omega Man. So it's Foundational Truths for Christian Living by Derek Prince. And
he sent another book
as well. And The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End of Days. Ooh. This would be good for me to read now.
Reading. Yeah,
but right. I'm reading Max Lucado's book about the end of times. I should add this.
Oh
to
my!
That.
Well,
we're
definitely closer to the end of times than we were yesterday. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We know that for sure.
Thank you so much.
Was there anything else that came in from the? Was that it?
That was it. So very kind.
Go to CurryingTheKeeper.com. That's where you can learn all about supporting the show and how you can do it with Satoshis. You can do it with a Modern Podcast app. You should be listening in a Modern Podcast app anyway. If you're not listening to Modern Podcast app, listen to a Modern Podcast player, which is the Godcaster, and you can find that at hellofred.fm. And you can also listen to the live stream.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yes.
And I was also going to mention you're doing a special Boostagram ball at Antone's. On Monday, December 16th.
Yes. Adam Curry's Boostagram ball live. I'm doing a sock hop.
Yes.
I can't believe it. I'm going to have... four bands there were special guests. We're not allowed to mention the special guests
at
this time.
Yeah.
But Ainsley Costello, Just Loud, FM Rodeo, who are from the Hill Country. Those guys are really
Adam's going to be back in his element. He's going to be DJing.
You know, I wish I'd never given away that belt to at least, because now would be the perfect time to wear the studded belt.
No.
With my leather jacket. Yeah, baby. Okay, what am I going to wear for this?
Are you not wearing a hoodie?
Yeah, of course not. You know I'm wearing a hoodie. You know
it's time for the question of the week.
Hoodie. I love that belt.
You want it back?
No.
You really loved it?
It's okay. Now it's time, everybody, for the question of the week. Tina has the question all set up. I have no idea what it is, so here we go.
Okay, listen carefully.
Oh, is it a quiz?
No, just listen carefully to the question.
Go ahead.
What do you think is the most romantic thing you've ever done for me?
Vegas birthday with the balloons and everything in the hotel room.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Okay.
That
wasn't your favorite, clearly.
No, there have been so many, babe. I used to be really romantic.
Whoa, man. These days, I just send you a text. I love you. That is all.
I know. You're like, God.
No. Hold on a second.
There were so many.
Am I no longer romantic?
Occasionally. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Well, were we living
together?
Love
me.
Oh, God. Just stick the knife in deeper.
No, we were dating. It was a year. We were dating a little over a year.
Yeah. So I was still reeling you in. Hello.
I think I was pretty much in by that point.
I took you to Vegas for your birthday, yes. And we had a cool suite. And
there were balloons in the room,
balloons and champagne. And, well, and it, also, it was not, I gauge it by your reaction. Yeah. So I think that you really liked.
You remember really when that. You were making,
so now you're going to tell me which was more romantic?
No. There's been so many. Mm-hmm. So I think that the time when you were making dinner for Valentine's Day and you had the rose petals and you had moved the table was set. You remember that?
Yes.
You did that.
Yes.
Remember when we put the lock on the bridge in Paris?
Yes.
And you had the lock inscribed and you ordered that. That was very romantic.
Again, all reeling you in. I've got you now.
I know.
Now you get a text. Now you get a text. I love you. Heart, that is all. All right. How about you?
Okay. This is very early on.
Again, you see how that works? Yes. Where's the romance now, babe? Where's the romantic things you're doing for me?
I bought you eggnog today. No,
that's just love. Yeah. No, that's just pure love. Yeah. That is respectful,
much deep, to my chagrin.
Respectful, deep love. You brought me
sugar bomb eggnog,
but from the farm, organic something or other. It's eggnog. I can't wait to have some after the show.
I think that probably it was really early on in our relationship, and you had gone to Europe right after we started dating, and when you came home. There were post-it notes all over your mirror. There was a card.
Yes.
I had stuff in your apartment for you. I thought that was pretty romantic.
It was.
Yeah.
You still do post-it notes.
I do.
Yeah. Take the garbage out. Remember to call the HVAC guys. I wouldn't trade it for anything, baby. For nothing.